At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Well, folks, thank you for listening. We're already halfway through August, August 15th. Believe it or not, the year is going very fast. Time is going very fast. I hope and pray you folks out there listening to the podcast worldwide, everybody is doing well. My prayers go out to all of you. In case you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, folks, as always, I always say in the podcast, definitely if you can help out, if you get anything out of today's podcast and you can help us out, please think about donating. We have a Cash App, a PayPal, and if you like, you could even buy me a cup of coffee for a buck or so. You know, whatever you can afford, folks. God bless you for listening. Let's get into today's podcast, shall we? Something very interesting. August 15th, 2025, here Friday. As Trump and Putin prepare for peace talks, Zelensky doubles down on war, and your wallet funds it. You got to understand what's going on here, folks. With Russia, the people of Russia are not funding the war. Russia is funding the war. Here, the people in the United States are funding Israel, and don't get me going on that. We'll talk about that later. They're also not only funding Israel, but they are funding Zelensky over in Ukraine. They're funding NATO. We're funding everybody with your tax dollar. And I don't know if you guys are aware of that or not, but it's unconscionable to me. We have enough problems and homeless in this country. We have our own problems here. It's okay to give, and there's nothing wrong with giving. The Bible always says it's better to give and receive, but we're doing it at our own tax dollars, and there's many, many, many millions and millions and millions of families out there that are completely broke or almost broken, destitute, and are being taxed to the oblivion, and every dollar buys about 60 cents right now. Pretty soon it'll be only 50 cents, but at the rate we're going out of every dollar here, I was just reading here a few months ago, every dollar, we're lucky to get 65 cents. I think it's more like 60 cents now out of every dollar. So it means 40 cents out of every dollar here in the United States is being taxed and taxed to oblivion. So let's jump into today's podcast here, folks, shall we? Again, as Trump and Putin prepare for peace talks, Zelensky doubles down on war, and your wallet funds it. And that's very true. Russia and the U.S. prepare for a high-stakes peace talks in Alaska, which that was a very good place to have peace talks up there, away from all the media and everything, a very remote location, with Ukraine's war's central focus, while Zelensky secures more weapons from Europe. Zelensky's stance appears inconsistent, rejecting territorial concessions while demanding a trillion in reparations, NATO membership, and prisoner releases before ceasefire talks. Ukraine escalates tensions with drone strikes into Russia ahead of the summit as NATO nations pour billions into the military aid with no clear strategy. Ukrainian officials dismiss the summit, comparing it to a 1938 Munich agreement, fearing Putin will manipulate Trump into blaming Kiev for the failed peace efforts. Western support is waning as Russia gains ground, NATO struggles with incoherent strategies, and American taxpayer question the endless funding of the Ukraine war. And let me just summarize real quick here, folks, as I digress here, as I always do for just a second. Again, the taxpayers of the United States are funding this war, just like any other source. The taxpayers are funding the war, like other countries are. We're the bulk of it. We're always the bulk of any war here in the world. We're always at the center of war. We're always out Middle East. The Middle East, Israel drags us into all the wars all around the world. We think we have to be the world's cop and the world's big bully. That's very true. What people don't understand is Zelensky's being paid on the side. He'll come out of this almost close to a billionaire, if not trillionaire. He's being paid millions and millions of hundreds of millions of dollars to keep this war going, and he refuses to take anything but what Ukraine wants, and that's to get the land back, to get this, to join NATO, for prisoner releases before the ceasefire, and think about it. Russia's not having anything to do with that. What I would like to see is the war stopped, and the war stopped immediately. But here's what's going to happen. Mark my words here, folks. The Trump Putin meeting that took place today, matter of fact, they're in Alaska. Very good meeting, about 5 hours. Things went fairly well. They did hit on, obviously, a bunch of peace talks, negotiations with trade, tariffs, and everything else between the two countries. So Trump does get along with Putin very well. Putin knows how to play the game, and Trump also is just a salesman. Trump is a chronic salesman. So let's just be clear about that. But the two men always get along. Sometimes behind the scenes, Trump will call Putin this, Putin will call Trump that. But behind the scenes, they get along, and they're buddies. Let's put it that way. So what's going to have to happen here, folks, and then I'll get back to the podcast here, I'll get back to the article, is that Russia will probably end up, after about a week or two, they'll mull this over and they'll see, well, America wasn't really serious. All this talk is just a bunch of BS. Trump wasn't serious. So after probably, I'll give them only about a week or two. If it lasts a month, that'll be a miracle, but only about a week or two. Zelensky is not and will not surrender unless he's removed, taken out, or anything else. Zelensky will not surrender, okay? Do you guys understand that? Zelensky was never going to surrender. He's making more money keeping this war going than he had in his full-time comedy job. He had a comedy job where he was nothing but an actor and doing comedy. And that's what people don't know about Zelensky. And the United States helped remove the last prop, remove the actual last part of the Ukrainian government and install this puppet. And that's exactly what Zelensky is. He's the stay in there, while he's taking money from NATO and the NATO countries to stay in there. And trust me, it's millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. This guy is getting rich every month, hand over fist, and he's getting rich at the expense of the American taxpayer. So you got to understand with Zelensky, he is never, ever, ever, unless they remove him or obviously take him out, that's going to be the only way Zelensky and Ukraine is ever going to surrender. Nobody's ever going to surrender there. Zelensky will refuse to surrender. And unfortunately, I say this, God forgive me for saying this, the only way to take out and to get this war over, as Russia has got to completely take over Ukraine. And I'm thinking that nuclear weapons is a last option for them, but they'll probably have to use the nukes. And because what they're going to do, and Zelensky's been getting that there in Ukraine through NATO, they've been getting bigger and bigger and bigger weapons. They're going to bomb or hit Moscow, and I guarantee they will bomb and hit Moscow within 30 days or less. Things aren't going to tone down. And once they bomb and hit Moscow, what's-his-face is going to say, I've had it. They've just bombed Moscow, blah, blah, blah. Get the nukes. And they're going to nuke Kiev, and that's going to be the end of that. That's what I hate to say this, but just looking at this from a perspective, a military perspective, that's going to be the only way this war is ever going to end, is unfortunately enough playing around. You either have to go in and take over Kiev, the capital, by force and completely surround them and take over them, or else if they turn around and they bomb you and bomb your capital, you need to take them out with nukes. That's the bottom line, folks, and I hate to say that. God forgive me for saying that. But again, NATO struggles, their incoherent strategies, they don't have anything clear. Their idea, NATO's idea, is, okay, let's just build up, let's build up, let's build up, let's give Ukraine more weapons, war weapons, wear them down, wear them down, wear them down. But they don't realize, folks, Russia has hundreds of thousands of weapons. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. Russia is very, very stable militarily. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. And so what's got to happen and what will happen is Russia.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is going to have to just take over again Kiev, the capital, or else wipe them out. If they launch weapons over there and they end up causing massive destruction to Moscow, Putin has already said he will take them out, and that will probably be nuclear. And I hate to say that, but that's the truth. The Kremlin confirmed Wednesday that the Ukraine conflict will dominate the Alaska summit alongside the broader issues, bilateral cooperation. Kremlin said Yuri Kushkov stated that the talks will address ensuring peace and security while exposing the untapped economic ties between the United States and Russia. Meanwhile, Zelensky spent Thursday bombing Russian cities before jetting off to London to meet UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, for fresh weapons deals. Zelensky is shifting demands. Just a day ago, Zelensky definitely declared Ukrainians will not gift their land to the occupiers, yet German Chancellor Friedrich Merz hinted that Kiev may not be open to territorial swaps, indicating a complete reversal. Zelensky's last demand, $1 trillion in reparations, a bill from Russia, NATO membership, and release of all prisoners before any ceasefire. The Ukrainian leader insists his allies must force Russia to make peace, but his actions suggest otherwise. His government continues long-range drone strikes into Russia, escalating tensions ahead of Trump-Putin meeting. And again, meanwhile, NATO nations led by the Netherlands, Germany, and Scandinavian countries are funneling billions into the Ukraine war machine, no endgame in sight. You know, a summit set up for failure, well, to be honest, I don't know. Who pays the price? The American taxpayer. The Ukrainian officials openly dismissed the Alaska summit, comparing it to a 1938 Munich agreement where European powers advanced Czechoslovakia to Hitler. Again, ahead of the Ukraine's Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee warned ABC News that Putin seeks to manipulate Trump into blaming Ukraine for the stalled peace efforts. Well, it is. There's no game, and that's what I don't like about this country. That's what I don't like. People in other countries, and I'll give you an example, like China. Russia's caught into playing the game, but like China, North Korea, they say something. They'll say, well, get the heck out of my land. If you don't get out of my land, you have 24 hours, we're going to bomb you to death. That's it. And then they start bombing. That's it, cut and dry. America has to run it through the media. They have to run it through Congress. They have to run it through here. They have to run it through there. They have to say, no, wait, we can't start a war with you. Our weapons aren't in place. And then other countries will say, that's too darn bad. You either shut up, move, or else you're going to get bombed to oblivion. That's how other countries work. Here, everything has to be politically correct. We have to go through organizations. We have to go through Congress. We have all this crap, excuse my language, folks, all this crap, God forgive me, we have to go through where other countries, again, other Asian countries, they just do it. They don't play around. The same thing with Iran. Israel found out the hard way that it's like they can't take over Iran. And then as soon as China stepped up, as soon as Russia stepped in behind the scenes, they had second thoughts. They're still thinking about starting a war with Iran. But again, who's going to flip the bill? The United States. Again, because Israel always gets us into these wars, these constant wars. They can't stay out of these wars. The Zionist government in Israel right now, currently, not the people, but the Zionist government is a genocidal maniac. I'm telling you right now. And who pays the price for everything here and all these wars? The majority of the American taxpayers pay. They're footing the bill for endless conflict. The Pentagon recently warned weapons sent to Ukraine will degrade quickly due to Kiev's lack of maintenance infrastructure. Meanwhile, NATO's PR-driven strategy, like sending F-16s, won't shift the battlefield, as Russia analyst Pavel Luzin noted. Moscow's endgame remains elimination of Ukraine as a state and as a culture. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. It's that time in the podcast. Folks, it's that time in the podcast. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and haven't asked Jesus into your life, it's that time in the podcast, folks. And so if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and invite him into yours, here's a simple prayer. You can do it. So I'm going to give you just a second, folks. Find a quiet space, either in your car or your truck, just a quiet space where you can take 3 or 4 minutes, that's all, and save a prayer and really mean it, and pray with your mouth, but mean it in your heart, folks. Pray from your heart. Pray with your mouth, but pray from your heart. Here we go. Just repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose now to turn away from my sins and my self-centeredness, and I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, and you said that and you mean that with your heart, you are now saved. Congratulations. I just got a couple of quick suggestions for you. Number one, thank you. God bless you. If you just said that prayer, God bless you, folks. Thank you. Here's what I suggest, folks. First thing, get yourself a Bible. If you're in the United States, you can order a Bible less than $20 through Amazon. If you don't have the money and you're on a tight budget like yours truly right here, here's what you can do. Then find a church that preaches the gospel, a Christian church, and you might have to shop around a little bit to actually find a good pastor that's preaching the gospel and attend that church. And after that church, you can get with an usher or get with somebody there in the church, an usher, a member of the church, a pastor, associate pastor, somebody there, and just tell them your needs and just say, hey, I just gave my life to Jesus Christ. I believe I'm now saved. I repeated a prayer. I heard this podcast, and I want to know more about God. I want to know more about God and Jesus Christ and my salvation. And say you need a Bible, you can't afford one. They will hook you up. They will give you a Bible. And I don't care if it's a Baptist, Methodist, like myself, I have a tendency when I'm going to church to go to a non-denominational church. Whatever, it doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't matter. I'd go to a Christian church. And again, go there, ask for a Bible. They'll hook you up. Then come back home and start reading the Bible, whether you read in the first book of Genesis or the last book of Revelation in the New Testament or the first book of Genesis in the Old Testament, doesn't matter. Just start reading. Write down your questions. Write down a half a dozen or a dozen questions. Then get back with the person that gave you the Bible and say, hey, can I make a time to get back with you? They'll say, sure. Ask them the questions. What is salvation? Why was Jesus crucified on the cross? When is Jesus coming back? What is the Holy Spirit? What is the Trinity? I mean, whatever your questions are angels real? Well, of course they're real, but, you know, again, you have to learn that. You have to learn these different things, folks. And just start writing your questions. Get back with the person that gave you the Bible and write your questions down. And then the last and final thing here, folks, is you do want to get yourself baptized at some point in time. Get yourself baptized at some point in time, folks. Become a member of the church. Get baptized. Baptized signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so, again, that's it. And rinse and repeat. Get the message of God out. And praise God Almighty, you accepted Jesus Christ tonight. God bless you. And that's what you do, folks. That is exactly what you do. Get the word of God out. Just say, hey, you know, preach the word of God. You don't have to attack anybody, but you can say, hey, you know, have you learned or do you know anything about God and Jesus Christ? If a person says no, whether he be your neighbor, your friend, your coworker, you know, on a break or something like that, just say, hey, I'm going to this church. Maybe you might like it. Blah, 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 blah. Or else, you know, maybe you might want to approach somebody and say, hey, are you saved? They'll say, well, no, I don't know what that is. Then that's your opening line. And again, folks, that's it. That's the podcast. This is End Time World News, and I'm Eric. Go to redcircle.com/ End Time World News. That's redcircle.com/ End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. And again, folks, if you have prayer requests, information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. And again, please, 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 God bless you for listening. Thank you so much. And if you could spare anything, your donations are greatly appreciated, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and that's it. This is End Time World News. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Until next time, peace be with you, folks. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Have a great night. Bye for now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.